Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chaf Hey. We're going to start with the second line on Shabbos daf Chaf Hey Amid Aleph, where the Gemara tries to explain the source that there is a heter, there's an allowance to derive benefit from Truma Tameya when you burn it. Because we said, technically speaking, you might be allowed to derive benefit from it. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah said, Eimadlik Mishem Misreif B'yomtov. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to burn oil from Truma that has to be burnt because it's pasul on Yomtov. And the Gemara infers from this, B'yomtov hu da'asir. This seems to indicate that only on Yomtov you're not allowed to burn such oil. However, ha'bachol shaper dami. So it would seem that you would be allowed to burn the oil, and you're allowed to derive benefit from it. And the Gemara explains, my time, and what's the reason, what's the source for this? Amar Rav, kishem shemitzvah lisrof hakodshim shenitmeu kadei kach mitzvah lisrof as a truma shenitmeis. Va'amra Torah, bishvil biura kehene mimena. Sorry. So Rav said, just like there's a mitzvah to burn kodshim, korban meat that became tameh, so too there's a mitzvah to burn truma that became tameh. And the Torah said, as will be brought soon, that at the time when you burn it, you're allowed to benefit from it. The Gemara asks, Heichad Amra Torah, where does Torah say this? Midrav Da'achbad, it's from a statement or derasha, a teaching, an interpretation of Rav Nachman, how he interprets the text. Dam Rav Nachman, Rav Baravu, Amakra, because he says the following, that the Pasuk says, in Bamidbar Yud Ches, it says that Hashem speaks to Aaron, he says, Vani hinei nasati lachas mishmeres trumosai. Hashem said, I give to you the guarding of my trumos, in plural. Bishtei trumos hakasim medaber. The Torah speaks about two different types of trumos. Achas truma tumhora, achas truma tumeya. That he's referring to both Truma Tahara and Truma Tumeya. Amar Rachmana Lecha, meaning the Torah said, it's to you. You get both Truma Tahara and Truma Tumeya. Shelcha Tehe, it should be yours. Lasika Tachas Tavshilcha. So in other words, this source seems to indicate that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is given to the Jewish people, I'm sorry, to the Kohanim, not just Truma Tahora, but also Truma Tumeya for some benefit. Obviously, you cannot eat Truma Tumeya, but since it's Lacha, since it's a benefit to you, so obviously, what's the benefit? So it must refer to a heter of Hana, of permissibility. So this is an indication or a source that Truma Tumeya is Mutter Bana, is permitted for benefit for the Kohen. If you want to say, Mid Rabbi Abo, from a statement or drasha of Rabbi Abo, the Rabbi Yochanan, that he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, V'lo bi'arti mimenu b'tamei. By vidui maestros, when we make a confession, when we go to the Kohen, and we make a confession that we got rid of all the maestros, all the tithes in our house, and we confess we didn't destroy the maaser in fire, bituma, in impurity, in order to derive benefit from it. So we confess that we'll be arti menu bitame. So mimenu iata mavir aval ata mavir shemen shel truma shenitmes. So the implication here is that you're not allowed to stam burn the maaser, you're not allowed to burn the maaser to derive benefit from it. You're not allowed to burn maaser sheni that was tamei to derive benefit from it. That's what that pasuk says. V'lo bi'arti mimenu b'tamei, that I did not burn the maaser sheni in its state of tuma. So that I'm not allowed to burn. I'm not allowed to burn maaser sheni in its state of tuma for my benefit. It's a negative implication. It's the only problem with Maaser Sheni. But when I burn Truma oil that became Tameh, I am allowed to derive benefit from it. The Gemara asks, if the word Mimenu is, we infer a negative implication, this no, but something else yes, why is this no, I'm sorry, why is this something else that's yes, Truma Tameya? In other words, the Pasuk says, Meiser Sheni, that's Tama, you can't derive benefit from it. Fine. So we said, oh, not Meiser Sheni, Meiser Sheni no, but Truma yes. Why are we saying that? Why don't we say Meiser Sheni no? And Kachim, yes. So the Gemara answers, Lav Kavachomer, her isn't a Kavachomer. Umay Meiser Hakal, Amra Tov lo biartimena bitame, Kodesh Chomer lo kol shekein. That oil of Kachim that became Tame, you can't derive benefit at the time of its burning. Isn't it obvious? Because by Meiser, which is lenient, which is more lenient than Kachim, the Torah said you can't derive benefit, so certainly Kachim. So Kavachomer, you can't do Kachim. So Gemara says that's not a great point, because Iachi, if that's the case, Truma Nami Lema Kavachomer here. You should also say that by Truma, that just like Meiser Sheni, which is a lower form of Kedusha, a lower form of holiness, there you can't derive benefit from it when it became Tame. So Truma also, you can't derive benefit from it. But the Gemara says,
Rabbi, excuse me. Why does the Gemara refer to only to Shemen Shel Truma or Shemen Shel Kodesh? Why doesn't it just say Truma or Kodesh?
I think he's giving an example. I think he's using our case from the Mishnah.
To compare to that.
And also, and I think the classic case of Hana is generally Shemen.
Yeah, the oil. Okay, thank you.
Okay. And so the Gemara answers, the Gemara says, Huk Steve Mimenu. Yeah, but we do have this word Mimenu, which is a negative implication. So you have to darshan it for something. It has to exclude something. So the Gemara says, Umara Is, and what have you seen? In other words, why would you say, okay, it has to exclude something. Why would you say that it excludes Truma, which is permitted, as opposed to Kachim, which is not permitted? So the answer, the Gemara is, Mistabra Kodesh Lo Matina. It would make more sense not to exclude Kodesh from the prohibition of Hana'ah, but to exclude Truma. Why? Shekein Simon Panak Akas. So at the end of the day, Kachim is more strict than Truma. In other words, what you have here is the following. You have Maser Sheni. Maser Sheni is you can't derive benefit from Maser Sheni when you burn it. Okay? So that's pretty clear. Now, we want to say that because of Mimenu, there is a type of holy food that you can derive benefit. But also, it also makes sense to say that just like a lower form of Kedusha, like Maser Sheni, you can't derive benefit. It's also a higher form of Kedusha, also you can't. So you have two items, Truma and Kachim. One of them we're going to say that because of Mimenu, the word Mimenu, you're allowed to derive benefit from it. And one of them we're going to say, no, Mimenu doesn't go on that, but we're going to say that just like Meiser, you can't derive benefit, so too, this also you can't derive benefit. So if I were to pick which of the two from Kachim and Truma, which you can't derive benefit, you cannot derive benefit from, I would pick Kachim. Why? Because Kodesh is more strict than Truma in six things, and the acrostic is Panak Akas. So Gemara is going to explain now what this simon is. So Panak, pay is pigol. If you thought at the time when you're doing the avoda, when you're doing to eat the meat after the appropriate time, the meat is pasul. And you can't even eat it in its right time. And if you eat it, you're chayiv kares. So that's obviously that's only related to kachim. Another stringency by kachim is nosar. And even if you brought it in the proper thought, but you had leftover meat, then it's also asur b'achila. You also can't derive benefit. You also can't eat from it. It's called the korban to bring it to the base of Mikdash. There is me'ila. That's a prohibition to derive benefit from sacred property. So it's called Me'ila if you derive benefit from it unintentionally. The kares, and if you eat from it when you're tame, then you get kares. And asur la'onin, and it's asur to give to someone who's an onin, someone who lost a relative, and you haven't started mourning yet before the burial, it's forbidden to him. So we see that kachim is very strict. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, wait a second. Adrav truma lo matinan shekein mach paz siman." He says, "Yeah, but truma also is strict because it has four things that make it very strict. So one is ches, which is chomesh, that a non kohen who eats
misa.
I mean misa. I'm sorry, misa. Right? Right. So the first thing is that misa, that if you eat it, you get misa b'dei shemayim. Thank you. And the second thing is chomesh, that if you eat it unintentionally, you have to give the kohen the principal amount, and also you have to add a fifth. And the ein la pidyon, and you cannot redeem it to chulin. You can't make it unkodesh. Unlike kachim, you can redeem it if it got a blemish before shechita, and it's also asur lazarim. And a non-kohen is never allowed to eat it, as opposed to by kachim, you can eat it, you can feed it to non-kohanim after you sprinkle the blood. So there, it's also strict truma. So Gemara answers hanach nafishin, yeah, but kachim has six stringencies, and truma only has four. Or you can say simply that since the punishment is more severe, if you eat it when you say of tuma, the punishment is kares, as opposed to if you eat truma in a state of tuma, you only chayv misa b'dei shemayim, and kares is more strict, because kares you die before your appropriate time, and also you die childless, as opposed to misa b'dei shemayim, it's just you die at an earlier time. So therefore, we see that kachim is more strict than truma, and that's why the prohibition to derive benefit from the food that became tamei extends to kachim, but truma is an exception, and you're allowed to derive benefit from truma tamei. Okay, the Gemara brings another source to the heter, to the permissibility of benefit from truma tamei when you destroy it. Rav Nachman Yisrael says that the pasuk says that by truma, the pasuk says in Dvar Yichas Dal, Reishit Gantcha Tirosh Chavitzarecha Titein Lo, that the first of your grain and your wine and your oil you should give to the Kohen. And from the word lo, the rabbis darshan, the rabbis expound, you need to give to the Kohen truma that's fit for him, meaning truma tahora that you can eat, velo laoro, and meaning you have to give to him something that's fit for him to eat, not only something that's fit for him to derive benefit from him. And what would that be? That would be truma tamea. So miklal debas orohu. So what it seems from here, that's mutter for Kohen to derive benefit at the time when you destroy it. So in other words, the pasuk teaches you that you shouldn't separate truma from peros tameim, but you should separate from truma tahor. But what do we see from here? We see that there is a concept of truma that is only mutter bahana and not mutter ba'achila. Okay, Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Rabbi Yishmael says we don't light with itron because of kavod Shabbos. So itron is what is it? Like psoles. It's like the dregs of pitch. So is that tar? What is that? The tar? Okay, so my time, what's the reason? Amar Rav says, mi tok shereichel ra, because the smell is really bad, zere shema yani chenu v'yetze. So you might, we're concerned that you might put down the lamp because it smells really bad, and you might go to eat in a dark place. Amar Leh Abaye v'yetze, so what? So who cares? You go to a dark place. Amar Leh, Shani Omer hadlakas ner b'Shabbos kolba. So what do we see from here? That the hadlakas ner Shabbos, if you're having to have light in the place where you eat, it's an obligation. A meal is not considered chashav, important. It's significantly important unless it's in a lit area. Then Rav Nachman bar Zavda, Rav Zavda b'mila, Omer Rav Nachman bar Rav, Omer Rav hadlakas ner b'Shabbos kolba. So we see from here that Rav said that the lighting a lamp on for Shabbos in the place of the meal is an obligation. Washing your hands and your feet in warm water on Erev Shabbos is a reshus. That's an option. Vani Omer, but I say Rav Nachman argues on Rav, and he said that's a mitzvah. He says bathing actually is a mitzvah. My mitzvah, what means a mitzvah? What's the source for this? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kachayim Min Hagosh Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi Erev Shabbos. This is the custom of Yehuda Bar Eloi and Erev Shabbos. Mevi'in lo areva malei acham, and they bring him a bowl of hot water. Veruchit panav yod ragal. He washes face, hands, and feet. Umisatev yoshi besadidim hamid su yatzim, and he would put it on, and he would sit in sheets in flax with tzitzis on them that had wool and that had lavan and tchelas. V'doma l'mal chashim tzvakos, and he looked like an angel of God. V'ayu tamidav mechabi mimeno konfik susam, and they would sort of, I guess, hide the corners of their garment, so it won't be seen that they don't have tzitzios, that they don't have tzitzis. And when he saw that they didn't have tzitzis, Amar lahen, Banai, my children, lo kach shenisi lachem, sadin b'tzitzis, beishami potim b'sil machabin. Didn't I teach you that when it comes to a sheet, a garment of flax, that you're chai b'tzitzis? Beishami says you're potter because the tcheles is made of tzemer, and then it's made of wool, and that's an issue of kilayim. But Beisilo says that a garment of flax is obligated in tzitzis because of the juxtaposition of the pasuk, lo silba shatnez and gedidim tasalach, don't wear shatnez and make fringes for yourself, that the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis overrides the lav of wearing shatnez. V'alacha dir Beis Hillel, and the lacha is like the opinion of Beis Hillel. So why don't you put on tzitzis? So the Gemara then says, so v'inu savar, sorry, what do the students hold? They were concerned that maybe they would he put tzitzis also with a garment that's fit for nighttime, and he would violate the prohibition of shatnez not in a place of mitzvah. In other words, you only fulfill the mitzvah of, you only override the prohibition of shatnez if you're wearing a garment, if you put the tzitzis on a garment, a daytime garment. But
Because of Risa Mosa, right.
But here we're concerned that they're going to put it on a nighttime garment, and in that case there'd be no mitzvah of tzitzis, and then they would violate the prohibition of shatnez.
Can't you say even stronger that there's no chiyuv of tzitzis at night?
Well, that's a debate, actually. What does it mean, right? Or isim also? Does that mean there's no chiyuv at night, or is it referred to there's no chiyuv for garment?
That's what they held. If there's no chiyuv at night, then you can't override. Then you can't override the love.
Right.
Look at Rashi. Explains it.
Right. I think there is a debate as to this very question that you're asking. Is it a ksus lila or is it the zman of lila? Right. In other words, what if you wear a ksus yom at night? What if you wear a ksus lila during the day? So is it the ksus lila or is it the zman of lila? Right. Rashi seems to indicate that it's a ksus, the ksus, and not the zman. That's how he understands.
He answers Howie's question. He says sheva al pasa shani. The last three lines of Rashi is Howie's question. Can Bezdin be okay amidst the Menah Torah, live Torah Sarchaya? He says, Mishani Shevi Al Tasa Shani.
No, but I think that's a question of, that's a separate question, I think. That's a question of, can they tell you, what are they saying? I think what they're saying is, that's the gzeira. In other words, that's simply saying that the rabbis are making a gzeira decree that even in a case where it's fine, they say that sadin, I'm not going to put on tzitzis and sadin, even when I'm obligated because of a gzeira that I might put on tzitzis for ksus laila. But right. Rashi is working with the assumption that it's not a din in the zman, like what Howie suggested. It's a din in ksus laila. But I think that there's a debate about that point. There's a debate of the Rishonim, whether it's ksus laila or the zman of laila. Okay. So the... right. Okay. So the Gemara now explains the pasuk an Eicha about what we learned, that the obligation of Hadlagos of Ner L'Chavod Shabbos. So here the Gemara says that in the kino, in one of the kinos of Yirmiyahu, when about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, in Eicha Gimel Yitzayin, so the pasuk says, V'tiznach Mishal Nafshi Nashisi Tova, that the peace has left my soul and goodness has been forgotten. The Gemara clarifies, my V'tiznach Mishal Nafshi, What does that mean? Amar Rabahu, that's how, what, when it says shalom, what's the shalom? What do you mean the peace is left? That's hadlakos ner b'shabbos. In the time of the destruction, there won't be a candle to light. When there's no light, there's no peace, because you're gonna walk around, you're going to trip in your dark house on Shabbos. Now, so now we're going to continue to explain this pasuk in Eicha, Nashisi Tova. So what does that mean, Nashisi Tova? Amar Yirmiya Tova, that's a Beis HaMerchatz. That's a bathhouse. You didn't have the bathhouse in the time of the Chorban. Of Yochanan Amar, that's referring to washing your hands and feet in hot water. You didn't have that in times of the Chorban. Rav Yitzchak Nafka Amar, this refers to they didn't have a nice bed, a nice kalim on top of it in the time of the destruction. And Rabbi Abba Amar, Zomita Mutzas, Ve'isha Mekushetes, and this refers to a bed that's fully made, a woman. The mita before refers to probably the couches for eating. This mita refers to a bed and a woman who is adorned and proper in her deeds and fit for Talmidei Chachamim, and fit for Talmidei Chachamim. They didn't have that at times of the Chorban. Okay, now we're going to... Now, since the previous drasha, we were explaining what Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi, the Gemara brings a few opinions as to what's considered an Asher, what's considered a wealthy person. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis teach, he's that Asher, who is considered wealthy? Kol Sheishal Nachas Ruach Ba'ashro, anyone who is happy with what he has, Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's like from the Mishnah novels. And, okay, that's Rabbi Meir. Now, Rabbi Tarfon says, "Kol sheyesh lo me'a kramim u'me'a sados u'me'a avanim she'ovdim b'am." Now he says, a wealthy person, someone who has stuff. He has 100 vineyards, 100 fields, and 100 slaves that work on the field. So that makes that, you know, that there. Now the truth is, the Gra says this can't refer to actual stuff. So the Gra wants to say that the kramim hint to agados, sados refer to halachos, and avadim refer to brachos. So a person is an expert in agada and halacha, and he recites 100 blessings every day, he is considered wealthy. Okay? And then Rabbi Kiva Omer, kol sheyesh lo isha na b'masim, anyone who has a wife who has good deeds, so he is truly wealthy. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol sheyesh lo beis hakisi samach l'shulchano, anyone who has indoor plumbing, or yes, he has a bathhouse that's close to his table, so he can go to the bathroom before eating, because this apparently is healthy, and after he eats, it's for health reasons. It's a good thing. Okay, the Gemara now says Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Okay, now we're back to another type of oil that you can't light on Shabbos for near Shabbos. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Omer Elazar ben Shimon says, Ein madlikim bitzari. You can't light with sap that comes from a ketef. I know from a tree that's called ketef. Do they have a translation for that?
Balsam.
Balsam. Okay, it's balsam. It's one of the simanim for the ketores. One of the ingredients for the ketores. My time. Oh, what's the reason? I'm a rabba. Mitoch shereichel nodef, because the smell, It flows for a big distance. Why? Because there is Shemi stopping manu. Because maybe you will take some of the balsam from the light to use it, and then you would be chayav. You would be chayav because of mechava. Because the odor is so good, the aroma is so good. We're afraid you might take some of the oil the sap for yourself, and then you're removing some of the fuel from the lamp, and that would violate the Torah prohibition of mechava. Amalei Abai. Let's just finish up at the top of the next amud. Lemamar Ribnei Shehu off. Why don't you say that? Because when you light it, it will. We're concerned that you're going to. What's it going to happen? It's going to
a fire.
It's going to cause a fire, right? It's going to stick with the walls of the house and light the house. Because I guess it moves around when it's lit, and there's concern of a fire. So chada v'od kamar, the Gemara gave two different reasons. Chada, one reason is because mipnei shu'af, because it sort of will move around, and it might cause a fired vote, because there are Shemini stopping menu, and we're also concerned that maybe you will take some of the oil from it on Shabbos, and then you're going to violate the prohibition of Mechab.